You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker on June 3rd, 2026. Thank you for joining me, Sean, to bring the community an update from the Wood County Sheriff's Department.
Always a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Yes, it's a lovely day. Glad to have you here. You're well rested this time.
I am. Last month, I didn't have much sleep. But no, I had a few days off, took a vacation. It was our grandson River's birthday over the last weekend. He's 1 year old now.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was awesome spending that time with him. And then Julie and I celebrated her 35th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank
35
you.
Years.
Yeah, she hasn't figured me out yet.
Oh, well, you still managed to hang on to her, so that's an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, just you reflect on the time and the life together, and all the changes, and it's a long time, but she stuck by me, and I'm very, very proud of it.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to
Thank
both
you.
Of you. Well, let's dive into some. This is sad news. Let's talk about the passing of Robert Baudette, who was the former Wood County Sheriff from 1977 to 1989, if I've got my dates right.
Yeah. I was notified yesterday by family that he had passed. Bob had retired in 2000, so I had the pleasure to work with him for about 3 years. I started in 97, and at that time, he had transitioned back to a patrol deputy. But, many decades, years of service. He was elected sheriff in 1977 and had that title until 1989. And then, like I said, went back to patrol, but a lot of very well-known person in the community. And he had a great retirement, in 2000 until now. That's many years of, stepping back from the career and then, doing something different.
Yeah.
Whether it's really just being retired or whatever. He had a great career. And I know he's going to be missed by friends and especially family. Mm-hmm. He still has a lot of family in the area. So, thoughts and prayers are with, the Baudette family and his friends. And he had a great career with us.
I'm grateful for all those years of service to the county.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to touch on briefly, I was looking through the meeting notes from the Wood County Board Supervisor meeting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is always reported in there are the tips that come in through the Crime Stoppers line.
Yep.
And I thought it would be a good opportunity to just talk about that briefly.
Yeah, a great reminder that, we've had Crime Stoppers for many, many years. I remember it started with retired deputy Bev Galone. She was a big part of that, as it started, this has got to be well over 20 years ago. Where the program started, and throughout the course of the program, it's evolved, obviously, with technology where you don't have to call in now. You still can, but you can text tips in.
Yeah.
And we've been very fortunate with that community partnership where if you see something or you know of some information and you want to remain anonymous, you're more than welcome, and we hope that you let us know. And this is a way to do that and get paid. Mm. Once we take that information in, no matter what it is, and if it works out to be where somebody's held accountable or arrested or whatever that information that might be, and we verify it, the person that calls in or texts in can get paid for it. But just a great community partnership. My personal experience with it when I was a investigator, a tip came in on Chris Revac, who was responsible for Deidre Harm's homicide. And that was part of that whole, investigation and driving us in that direction that, all right, we need to look at Mr. Revac a little bit more than what we had been. And part of that information came from there. And that's happened from, many different crimes being reported. It could be a theft or burglary, drug information, all the way up to what I just said, a homicide. So that community partnership is just a great way for people to share information that's going on to keep our community safe.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And what is that number? Do you know it off the top of your head?
Not right off the top of my head, but it's pretty easily you could find it.
Yes, I bet you can. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't look it up beforehand.
No worries.
Well, another thing I wanted to briefly touch on is the canine training that goes on. Mm-hmm. These dogs go through an extensive amount of training every month.
Yeah, the expectation is, a deputy, it's not an easy position. You know, a lot of people, you know, have the desire to be a canine deputy or a canine officer with any law enforcement agency, but you really have to do a lot of, you know, thinking and searching about that, if that's something that's a good fit for that individual law enforcement officer.
Because it's not just their own training. They also train with the dog and train the dog, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that dog goes home with them. So the expectation is, you know, our deputies, our canine deputies, you know, will train 12 hours a month, and then they go through a recertification process yearly as well. So, I mean, there's a lot. It's not just, okay, I have the dog, you know, all right, let's just go on a patrol. No, you have to continue to train, you know, depending on what that, you know, canine's expertise is, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a drug focus or an explosive, you know, focus. And we're very fortunate to have both on the canine side. Now, the other therapy dogs, it's a little different. You know, there's a certification process that they go through, but the training is not as extensive as it is with the other canines that are, you know, specific law enforcement, you know, dogs.
Because their interaction with the public is vastly different.
Definitely. I mean, if you look at a therapy dog and you know, in comparison to a canine working dog for law enforcement, way different. You know, the therapy dog is going to be a dog that's very friendly and approachable, you know, going down that line, where the canine, you know, working dog is much different, where their focus is working, you know, trying to detect something or find something or search for somebody or article searching. There's a vast, there's so many things that a canine can do that we can't. That's why we have that big investment in them. And that's, you know, always, I always like to circle back when you talk about, you know, the expectations that we have from that deputy and that dog is the support from the community. You know, I mean, we've been we are so blessed to have, you know, people in the community that support our canine unit. Nothing really comes out of our budget at all to support all of our dogs. It's all done through donations, grants that we've been very, very lucky to have. And that's why we have so many dogs, you know, and there's a lot of interest for to be in that program. So very fortunate to have it.
And I always like to say, we just really don't deserve dogs. They're just fabulous.
They are.
Yes, and their capabilities far exceed ours.
Yep.
Well, now let's talk about everybody's favorite thing, road construction.
Oh, it's time of the year. we had a briefing this morning, and we were just talking about the, you know, so many, and it's all over, everywhere, you know, especially in our state, but locally, just, okay, what's happening, all right, what are we going to prepare for as a sheriff's department? But, you know, just a couple of highlights that people need to be aware of. You know, a big one on 73 and 80 in Pittsville, they're putting a roundabout there. So that project is starting. Another one, County Highway F and Double H, another roundabout is going there, just that's near Vesper. 34 and County Highway C in Rudolph, there's some intersection work being done there. And those are just some big projects. And we're starting to get the complaints on the side roads, which we totally understand that people, drivers want to avoid those areas. We're getting more traffic on Highway 66 where we haven't before, and we've had a few crashes come up lately. And I really feel it's a lot to do with the volume of traffic increasing because of the road construction. So we're looking at, okay, where are we going to put some extra patrol areas? And that's one of them on Highway, you know, on County Highway, I'm sorry, State Highway 66, but our town roads. You know, are going to see an increased amount of traffic just because people are trying to avoid that area, which is understandable. But the biggest thing to remind people of is the rules of the road. Speed limits can change. You know, you're in a rural area, car deer accidents, you know, those kind of things people need to be aware of when you're, you know, trying to get around the road construction areas. So we're going to pay more of a focus on those side roads, those town roads that are in these areas, just to try to make sure that those areas are safer as well.
Well, and another area that you've increased coverage on over the last quite a while now is Highway 10. US Highway 10 between Marshfield and all the way towards Wausau. That's a dangerous area, especially that intersection of 186 and 10.
Yeah, we've stepped up extra patrol for quite some time now, and it's unfortunate that a tragedy, you know, occurred at that intersection that you mentioned that led us to, all right, what can we do as a sheriff's department to do our part? Mm-hmm. And the expectation of the patrol division is to spend extra time out on Highway 10, not just that particular intersection, but that whole area from Marshfield to the Portage County line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel that stepped up patrol, it has made a difference on our end. I know Department of Transportation is looking at, or I don't know the exact timeline for that particular intersection, but from what I understand is they're going to do some modification to that and make it a J-turn. Mm-hmm. Very similar to the one on State Highway 54 and County Highway U, 80th Street at the Portage-Wood County line here, mm-hmm. just outside of Wisconsin Rapids. So that's the vision, it sounds like, for the Department of Transportation. I don't know the exact timeline, but I think it's probably going to be a few years out.
Okay.
But I know that there will be a change there to make that intersection safer, better than it is now.
Well, to cross, that's four lanes of traffic. You have to cross with a very big median in the middle. It's intimidating. And especially for young drivers, that mm-hmm. intersection, a lot of the school traffic goes through there to get to Auburndale.
Yeah, with Auburndale, the school district there, there's a lot of traffic there. Semis, mm-hmm. getting across there. I wish it was a different intersection. You know, personally, it'd be great to see an overpass there or right away if that would have been done or thought of. But, that's me. Right. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. But
where's the money going to come from?
Exactly. And we're not the decision makers. But, if you want to make that intersection as safest as possible, that's what, the consideration be. But you're exactly right when you look at funding. For me, though, it's like, all right, how many lives is it going to take? You have to look at it that way, And yes, there is a money cost factor to it, but there's you can't put money on somebody's life.
No.
And when you have an environment that could be changed to make safer, that's something that we should work together and do. So there is going to be a modification there. I just couldn't say exactly when, but
in the meantime,
we're going to continue our effort there. That expectation with patrol is to continue to work Highway 10 to, the goal is to make it safer.
Well, and looking at the data, it seems like it's helping because the number of crashes have gone down, the number of wrong way drivers, at least mm-hmm. for the data that I saw for March. Sure.
No, I would agree with you 100%.
Wonderful. Well, let's take a brief pause here and hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and where we left off, we were talking about road construction and some of the projects that we're talking about to increase safety on U.S. Highway 10 there. Mm-hmm. Now I'd like to tell you a little story.
Oh.
I have to admit, I would not make a good car thief. Because I managed to lock myself out of a van, actually, right before we had our talk last month, and had to call a locksmith because we couldn't get someone from Marathon. It was in Marathon County, and they just straight up said, we don't have lockout kits in our patrols. We can't help you. And I even called twice. Honestly, Sheriff Becker, I almost called you, but I would not have done that on a holiday or used my anything. But it was really desperate. How I managed to get it in, the back window was open a little bit, those wedge windows,
mm-hmm.
and I got a stick in there.
Oh, nice.
And managed to get the doorknob pulled just enough to get the door wrenched open. But my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not something that officers carry
anymore?
Yeah,
not a lot of agencies. Some municipalities, we have some emergency kits. Not every squad has them. I have one in my car, though, so you could have called me. I could have come and help you out. But
It was a Saturday, and I assumed you weren't working. So
I'm always working. But anyway, it really depends on the department. Mm-hmm. I think back in the day, you saw many, departments, whether it's the sheriff's department or municipality, have them. But it's just something that, many departments have gone away from.
You know, is it a liability concern?
Liability, you know, time, that kind of thing. And then you have another service out that can do it. Unfortunately, there's a cost to it. And I feel your pain because we were talking off air not that long ago. I was heading out to go to a training in Denver. And I brought my squad to the airport in Madison. And I did the same thing. And then and I'm not knocking the Dane County Sheriff's Department. I just went up to one of their deputies because they oversee the security, you know, a detail at the airport. I said, hey, this is who I am. I'm not looking for any favors or anything like that. I'm like, do you guys carry these kits? And they said, no, we don't. We can't help you out. I'm like, but they had the number to provide, you know, for a locksmith that came out, and I had to pay for it.
Yeah.
So well, I feel your pain.
And the worst part was we tried. We tried. We called lock, and we're getting no's. Every time we're getting no's. So that's when I called Marathon County back again. I'm like, okay, we can't get somebody out here to help us. We're in the middle of Wood County Park. What do we do?
Yeah.
Well, it was a big old plane.
Sure.
But then they were like, well, unless there is a child or an animal in the vehicle, and if we were to come out, we would have to damage your vehicle to get in.
Break the window.
So, yeah. But we did eventually get in, but I guess my career as a car thief is not, you know.
But it's not a bad thing.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's
quite
a terrible thing.
Well, because, you know, that might land me in jail. But
we don't want that.
Your jail programs are doing well.
Yeah,
they're doing
wonderful. The inmate programming that we've been investing in has, you know, we're growing. And a lot of the programs that we've been, you know, implemented, have been doing a great job. You know, one of the big highlights, you know, that partnership with the Mid-State Technical College on, you know, allowing inmates to, you know, work on their HSED. You'd be surprised on how many inmates that, you know, are in our facility that do not have that, you know, they did not graduate from from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that partnership allows that. And we've done several classes, and we just had 5 inmates graduate.
That's wonderful.
Recently. And I'm proud of that. You know, when you look at people that made mistakes in the community and they have the willingness to look at what we offer while you're in custody to better themselves, you know, like I said, I think that's a win. You know, a lot of people that are incarcerated are suffering from mental health issues or addiction issues or most likely both. And we've established, you know, that partnership that I've talked about numerous times with Wood County Human Services. It's been working out great. Our MAP program, medication-assisted, I knew I would slaughter that.
But it's helping people with addiction issues, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been doing that for several years under a grant program. You know, just working with our chaplain programs. There's
the deflection program with Sheriff DeFabio.
Yeah, Sheriff has done a phenomenal job. She came out of our jail as a sergeant, and we got a grant position for that. And we're deflecting people that with nonviolent offenses can go through that program instead of coming into jail or something. But there are requirements and things you have to do to, you know, get into the program and work through it as well. You know, I think it's very similar run like a treatment program, like a drug court, something like that. There's accountability through it. And if you go through everything, then that offense won't be on your record.
And then they can be productive members of society even through the treatment of the program.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, the medication-assisted I knew I'd say it again.
Is it treatment?
Yes.
Medication assistance treatment?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't have an excuse today. I'm sorry. But anyway. But no, I do like that, and I appreciate you bringing up the programs that we do have in our jail. I'm really proud of the opportunities, the stakeholders in the community with so many people that, you know, want to come in and help.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to see that.
That is wonderful. Community involvement is helpful every step of the way.
Yep.
Another thing I noticed is the dedication of the Wood County Veterans Memorial at the courthouse that happened in May. We had the former and the current district attorney there.
That was great to see both of them, Craig Lambert, you know, coming in, and he's been a part of that program for many, many years. And it was nice to see, you know, both of them there.
And Jonathan Barnett.
Yeah, Jonathan. Both of them, you know, speaking on behalf of what Memorial Day really is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people just seem to forget sometimes. You know,
and
hey, it's a long weekend.
Remembering.
Remembering the people that gave their lives, you know, so we are free. Mm-hmm. You know, and I did get to do a speech out at Forest Hill on Memorial Day, which I was very honored to do. I'm not a veteran, mm-hmm. and I explained that right away. But, you know, I have a lot of people in my family that are or were veterans, mm-hmm. and it gives me an opportunity to talk about them and brag about them.
And remember them.
Absolutely. So it was a nice event that we have at the courthouse every year, and Craig does a great job helping organize it.
Wonderful. Now let's talk about some exciting events that are coming up here in June. Mm-hmm. We've got the Back the Badge Best Bench Press Meet. See, now I'm screwing it up.
Good. It's probably because of
me. Is it catching?
I'm sorry.
That's happening on June 13th. If you're listening to this on Monday, today is the deadline to enter the competition. You have until 4 p.m. on June 8th to enter. Mm-hmm. The event is on June 13th from 11 to 2. I got to watch your commercial that you made for it. That was fun. I enjoyed it. I giggled.
Good. That's why we did it. No, it was fun. Herman Olivares, one of the detectives at Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, he's awesome with that stuff with his cell phone. He does a lot of the videos and thing. Mm-hmm. And I just say, I got an idea. What do you think? And then it was nice to see the people that, hey, let's get involved. Brandon Christensen, Justice Arn, Nick Brockman, and then of course Dylan West, a Rapids firefighter, all the hardware. And he was so cool with that. So I'm like, hey, can we do this commercial? And you know, everybody agreed, so it was fun doing that.
Any spoilers, but you should try to you should head over to the Wood County Sheriff's Facebook page and watch it, because it's funny.
Yeah, and that's what the whole intent was, you know, just to kind of do something funny and get some involvement. But we've had a lot of sponsorships come in, one being WFHR. Really appreciate reaching out and partnering for the event and getting it out there on June 13th out at Anchor Bay. This is the third year we've done it. We've got a lot of lifters coming back. So it'll be entertaining, a lot of raffle prizes, gun raffles. We'll have a 75-inch TV donated by Spectrum. We had Jordan Love sign a full-size helmet, and then he inscribed on it Back the Badge. We'll have a lot of cool items to raffle off and raise some money for the Special Response Team and the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial.
Nice. And that's not the only thing happening on June 13th. There are so many others. Bluegrass at the Lake.
Yeah, that's another,
that's a full weekend event, right?
It is. I think it starts on Thursday.
Thursday or Friday,
ends Saturday night. But great group of people, mm-hmm. that they look at ways to donate to the community. Mm-hmm. And the last couple of years, they picked our SISM group.
Oh, nice.
And helped fund CIT. So it's a great partnership where they sought us out, where we didn't go to them, and it just shows the group of people. They're great people, and they just look at what are the community needs. Mm-hmm. And I know that changes periodically, and that's because they're looking at what's important. It's not just picking one thing all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, look, what else? Where can we spread this out to have an impact on the community? So great music. I didn't know much about. Honestly, about bluegrass until I went to, some of the concerts. Mm-hmm. And there were some bands there. They're really good.
Make your feet dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's family friendly. And there's other activities and things going on there. Yep. I'm sure they have food vendors of sorts on different days.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, a full,
that's
you know, 3 days
on June
13th. Of fun. Yeah.
Well, the days around June 13th. Sorry, I don't have the exact dates, but one other thing that is happening on June 13th is the Andrew Mueller Car Show.
Yeah, out at Golden Sands Speedway. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about the Mueller family and what they've done to raise money to make sure that, law enforcement officers throughout, their goal is the whole state, but mm-hmm. Just in central Wisconsin, they've raised, all of our squad cars have the Epi.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal is to
have the epinephrine for an allergic reaction, because that is, for those who don't remember or didn't know, that is how Andrew Mueller died, and he was young.
Yeah, 20 years old. Yeah. And that's way too young. And with unfortunately that tragedy now brings the awareness, mm-hmm. The opportunity to fundraise, which the Mueller family has been doing, and You know, they just equipped Adams County. They're in talks with Marathon County Sheriff's Department and the Portage County Sheriff's Department, and even reached out to the Dane County Sheriff's Department. So, you know, Andrew's death wasn't that long ago, and for the Mueller family to continue to, you know, push forward to equip everybody, I'm going to bet that they're going to probably get the entire state at some point, at least funded to start the program.
Yeah.
And
so how many lives that will save is just a phenomenal testament to,
mm-hmm. to well, their already efforts. Won. You know, mm-hmm. Wisconsin Rapids had one shortly after they were equipped with it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'll be at Golden Sands Speedway on the 13th. So lots of events out there, but they're all not too far from each other. So you can kind of enjoy all of them. You know, we're going to try to get our armored vehicle out at Anchor Bay and at Andrew's event as well.
Bop it over to the next one.
Yep. Bounce around.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, Sheriff Sean Becker. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Again, thank you for the time today, Sean.
Appreciate being here.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.